Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto Film Festival season continues with Imaginative Film and Media Arts Festival from the 18th to the 23rd for in-person movies, with online screening continuing till the end of the month. Imaginative, celebrating Indigenous works from Canada and around the world, features 19 full-length films and over 100 shorts. There's some real goodies to watch here. These are four I really like. Slashback is about a group of teenage girls who fight back against mysterious zombie aliens in Nunavut. We Are Still Here tells eight stories from Australia and Aotearoa. Rosie, set in Montreal in the 1980s, looks at a six-year-old Indigenous girl adopted by an aunt she's never met. And Bones of Crows is an epic 100-year-long drama about the life of a Cree woman who barely survives a residential school, even as a piano prodigy, later becomes a code operator in World War II, and what happens in the years to follow. Bones of Crows, Rosie, We Are Still Here, and Slashback are just four of the 100-plus fantastic films, videos, games, and art at Imaginative. Check that one out. But this week, I'm looking at two new movies about women in trouble. There's a Berlin conductor facing increasing setbacks, and a small-town woman in Illinois facing a serial killer who decides to fight back. Halloween Ends, co-written and directed by David Gordon Green. It's Halloween night in a small town in Illinois. Haddonfield is famous, but for all the wrong reasons. It's a site of repeated attacks by a demented and extremely violent serial killer. He has terrorized the locals for half a century, wearing a white mask and carrying a long blade. But Michael Myers has disappeared, possibly forever. And Laurie Strode, played by Jamie Lee Curtis, who survived his first incarnation as a young babysitter and who has fought him off countless times since then, is glad to see him gone. Now she lives with her granddaughter Allison, played by Andy Matichak, who works as a nurse at a local medical center. With her parents, that's Lori's daughter and son-in-law, gone, they're both killed by Michael Myers along with dozens or hundreds of others, Allison sticks around, well, to keep her grandma company. Laurie spends her time writing a book about the essence of pure evil, based, of course, on her own experiences fighting that monster. And she also wants to stop this malaise from infecting the whole town. But there's a new factor in this equation. Former college student Corey Cunningham, played by Canadian actor Rowan Campbell, also experienced bad times as a babysitter in this benighted town. But unlike Laurie and Allison, who emerged as fighters and survivors, Corey has a different reputation. The kid he babysat was killed one Halloween night in a terrible accident that locals blame on him, even though it wasn't his fault. Now his life is confined to working in his dad's junkyard on the edge of town. But Laurie recognizes him as a kindred spirit and introduces herself to Corey. Dubbed Psycho Meets Freak Show by a gang of high school bullies. Allison and Corey hit it off. Could they build a future together? But when the bullies throw Corey off a bridge and leave him there to die, and an unknown man drags him into a local drain pipe, something changes in his psyche, signaling the return of the notorious Michael Myers. Can Corey be saved, and will he and Laurie escape? Sorry, will he and Allison escape this town forever? Or has he been infected by the same evil that drives the monster? And who will triumph in their ultimate showdown? Laurie or Michael Myers? Halloween Ends is the final chapter in David Gordon Green's trilogy after Halloween and Halloween Kills, all based on John Carpenter's original classic. This one is missing a lot of the humor of the first chapter and the unbelievable mass hysteria of crowds in the second film. This one is extremely dark, violent, bloody, and gory. That said, I really like the introduction of Corey and his nihilistic crash-and-burn relationship with Allison. Myers plays a much smaller role this time. He's almost like a sidekick. It also lets Jamie Lee Curtis have her final Halloween showdown. Well, at least in this trilogy. The entire film takes place in the present, but is firmly set in a retro environment. Cars, houses, clothing, hair, even the soundtrack, titles, art direction, and camera work all seem to come from decades past, giving it the whole thing a very cool look. So if you're craving a dystopian, nihilistic, burn it all down thriller horror movie, then Halloween Ends will probably satisfy your urges, but otherwise, you may find the pessimistic violence and gore too much to handle. Tar, written and directed by Todd Field. Lydia Tar, played by Cate Blanchett, is a musician at the peak of her career. Not only is she one of the world's only female conductors, Leonard Bernstein was her mentor, but she's also a noted composer. She conducts the Berlin Symphony Orchestra and is working on her magnum opus, a recording of Mahler's Fifth Symphony, the only one she hasn't tackled yet, to complete her legacy. Lydia enjoys jetting around the world in a private jet, always accompanied by her assistant named Francesca, played by Noemi Merlon. She's a doe-eyed young woman who worships the ground Lydia walks on, making sure her complex life is run smoothly. There's no husband in the picture. Lydia calls herself a U-Haul lesbian, but she does have a family life. In Berlin, she lives with her partner Sharon, played by the wonderful Nina Haas, and their young daughter. She sees Sharon at home and at work. Sharon is the head violin who holds a special bond with a conductor, without which a symphony really can't operate. But things start to go wrong when Lydia becomes infatuated by a new cellist in the orchestra. Olga, played by Sophie Kaur, is a 25-year-old Russian with a fiery temperament, dark hair, and a passionate feelings. She wears green suede boots, and Lydia can't stop staring at her. She wants to get to know her better, but Lydia is a conductor with all eyes on her all the time. Francesca, Sharon, and even the entire orchestra can clearly see what's going on. Ghosts from her past misdeeds start to appear again. A former protege commits suicide. A music student she insulted once at a Juilliard master class accuses her of racism. Is Lydia's carefully constructed image and career just a house of cards waiting to collapse? Tar is a stunning movie that explores the labyrinthine world of classical music and the people who inhabit it. Cate Blanchett gives a nuanced portrayal of a character that walks the fine line between confidence and arrogance, creativity and uncontrolled behavior. Is she a free thinker or a sexual predator? Is she a natural-born leader or an authoritarian dictator? And would she be in hot water if she were a man? The supporting actors in the movie, Merlon, Haas, and Kaur, but also Mark Strong and Zethven Smith-Gneist, all portray characters as deeply developed as Blanchett's. Tar is an uncomfortable movie to watch, but a fascinating one. Tar and Halloween Ends both open in theaters this weekend. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and at my website, culturalmining.com.